Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for an investigation into an airstrike on a school in Syria that killed nearly 30 people, most of them children. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says warplanes carried out 6 strikes on a village in rebel-held Idlib and hit a school complex. Both the observatory and the U.S. have said either the Syrian government or the Russian governments were responsible for the attack. Meantime, Russia's ambassador to the U.N. says he is unconvinced by a report linking the Syrian government to the use of chemical weapons in at least 3 instances. Vitaly Churkin says the report lacks sufficient testimony, material proof, and was full of contradictions, yet he offered a reserved level of praise for the investigators.
They were given an extremely difficult task to investigate things which happened 2 years ago without even visiting the sites which were involved. They did their best, I suppose.
An inspection team under the joint offices of the UN and the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons has issued a report on the incidents. The U.S., the U.K., and France want the UN Security Council to impose sanctions on the Syrian government for using chemical weapons. Ethiopian troops have been fighting Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia, have vacated a series of military bases, sparking fears of a militant resurgence and a possible setback for African Union efforts to stabilize the country. The troop withdrawal comes at a vulnerable time as the government is organizing elections throughout November and the UN mission AMISOM is on the defensive following a string of high-profile Al-Shabaab attacks. This is VOA News. India has expelled a staffer of the Pakistani High Commission in New Delhi, accusing him of running a spy racket that accessed sensitive information about Indian security operations. Islamabad rejected the allegation, saying the man had been detained on what they called false and unsubstantiated charges. The expulsion comes as relations between the two countries have hit a low following a militant attack last month on an Indian army camp in Kashmir that left 20 soldiers dead. A former U.S. First Lady running for president, Democrat Hillary Clinton, shared the campaign stage for the first time with the current First Lady, Michelle Obama, during a campaign stop in the U.S. state of North Carolina. Mrs. Obama spoke to rumors that Clinton and the Obamas are not as friendly as they have contended.
Yes, Hillary Clinton is my friend. She has been a friend to me and Barack and Malia and Sasha, and Bill and Chelsea have been embracing and supportive from the very day my husband took the oath of office.
Hillary Clinton spoke about being in Winston-Salem, North Carolina once before with a notable African-American poet and civil rights advocate.
I will never forget visiting here with the legendary Maya Angelou, one of the most powerful voices our country has ever heard. So I couldn't think of a better place to come back to with another woman whose voice we need now more than ever.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump campaigned in the state of Ohio.
If we win on November 8th, Okay, you ready? When we win, there's a lot of good energy in Ohio, that I can tell.
Eau Claire Politics, which compiles voter survey averages, shows Clinton leading Trump 46% to 40%. The election is November the 8th. Korean automakers Hyundai and Kia reached a settlement with 33 U.S. states and Washington, D.C. on charges that inflated the fuel economy numbers of 2011 to 2013 models. The company will pay $41.2 million in fines. They've already paid out $300 million to the U.S. federal government and compensated some car owners. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.